When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shaira.
And we want to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free Podcast. We're excited to be here. Shaira, how are you doing on this day?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Y'all, I'm doing pretty good. Y'all, I'm going to grab some water real quick because I'm a little thirsty. So y'all bear with me real quick.
You sound like you're about to bring a word.
I know. You know how preachers always reach for their water. But Shire, I really want to get into today's topic. We're a little late on this one, but we want to definitely broach this topic because it has to do with finance and it has to do with pop culture. So we're excited to talk about this.
Yes. And I wouldn't say that we're late because I feel like we generally don't do current events, but I think it would be really interesting. I think it is interesting that we're diving into this topic because it has a lot to do with marriage.
Yeah.
And also gender roles, I feel.
Ooh, that's true. So influencer Tabitha Brown, she is a big influencer. She's kind of like, has a cooking show, vegan cooking show that she does on social media, and she does commercials and brand deals, and she's made quite a successful living. And she recently, to use her words, retired her husband. And her husband was a 15-year LAPD police officer. And there's been some controversy that in and of itself, she came on and announced that she was retiring her husband. So, Shai, I want to get your thoughts on that. We watched a video. What did you think about that? What did you think of how she presented it? Give me your initial thoughts there on her retiring her husband.
Right. So, I mean, first off, kudos to her and all of her success. I think that's wonderful. We want to see Black folks winning, period. Mm-hmm. I think that because, I mean, she has a huge social media presence, as many people do. And so we open our lives up and we share, you know, the things that are going on. And that's, so... in a moment of transparency, she shared that she was retiring her husband. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
I don't think that anyone thought that it, I mean, where's the problem? I think that it is layered. So I think we can get into some of those layers, but on the surface value or just looking at it, you know, she's retiring her husband. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe the language that she was doing it, so it's almost like she's taking the credit for it.
Right.
When we do have to give credit to those who support us, right? That when you are maybe on the road or when you have a big role, it does impact your family.
Right.
And in order for some people, I'm not speaking for her, but I can speak for myself. So in order for me to show up to work and be the best person that I can be, I need a strong support system.
Right. Vice versa.
Right. And I need things at home to be okay. And you're a big part of that. So even though the check might say my name, I know that I'm able to do what I do at the capacity that I do it because I have the support of you.
Right. Maybe, and to speak to that, Shire, maybe some language like, he's retiring. My husband's retiring. Not, I'm retiring my husband. Like, maybe that, you know, even though that may be what's happening, we all know that's happening. But when speaking to the masses, when being on social media, like, Shire, all right, let's be transparent. When me and you first got married, what did I always tell you? I was like, Shire, you can run things, but when we're in public, just make it like I'm running it, right? Stroke the male ego. The male ego is so fragile.
Okay.
Trust me, coming from a male. It is a very fragile thing. So it's like, yeah, I know you're retiring me. Man, I appreciate it. And retiring in the sense of you're making so much money that I can come off of my job. I can come off my job. Not that I'll stop working, but I can pursue other things, right? And that's what she said. Mm-hmm. But can we tell when we announce this? Can we say I'm simply retiring from 15 years of service? That, like, I can stick my chest out about that a little more than I can about I'm retiring my husband.
Well, that's a male point of view, right? Thing. And so I think that it's important to consider the male point of view,
right?
You know, when you're, I don't know.
Do you think she did that? Do you think she considered, or do you think she was just in influencer mode? When you're in influencer mode, it's like, this is how I make my money, by showing the world my life and the raw, real me. Was she in influencer mode in that moment, do you think?
Absolutely, always.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're in that type of role, you're always on.
Yeah.
Like, everything you do is a moment that...
This is a moment.
Yes, this is a moment. I think another piece that I know that she's not, like, really in the financial realm,
right,
but it could have been like, hey, y'all, I fired my husband. He's now financially independent. He retired early. See the FIRE acronym in there?
I like that.
It really could be like, well, how did you do that? Like, some people don't even know how to go through the retirement process.
Right.
Like, I can understand you have a lot of money in the bank, but there's a difference between having money in the bank and actually being retired.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe it could have been a teachable moment. That's not a critique on her. I'm just like throwing ideas out there now. I'm just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks. That's one way that I look at it. Another way to look at it is that, I mean, if you put 15 years in on a job, I mean, that's a job with a pension.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can still tap into those pension benefits. I'm sure that he's vested. And I'm sure that over the past 15 years, I mean, you work for corrections in California. You have really good benefits. You have really good health benefits. And so, I don't know. I think that's the point that I was making earlier, to say I did it when it's we did it.
We
worked together. And I think maybe at some point she said that. But
yeah, I think she did kind of say that we had a plan. We came with nothing. We started with nothing. And we had a plan that, like, I'm going to. You, the husband, are going to get your grind on while I'm, you know, able to kind of freelance.
Right.
And make some things happen. And then I was able to do that. So she did kind of frame it like it was a give and take we situation. But the ultimate jewel, the crown jewel, is the end, which is the retirement. And with that, she took that credit. You know what I mean? It was no we in I'm retiring my husband. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I think that was a dope gesture. And, you know, it's just the way people frame things. For me and Shire, it's like...
Well, do you expect to be retired first? I mean... This is a critical moment. I mean, who gets to come off their job first when we see? Because, like, our income is together, so I don't know.
And me and you just had this conversation, Shire, about, like, if you listen to our last podcast about, you know, we were talking about how we purchased our last house, but really it was with some of my funds that the down payment was done. So you kept saying things like, why do you keep saying we bought the house? You bought it. It's like, no, because our funds go into a pool. That pool automatically becomes ours. It doesn't matter how the money got in there. Once it's in there, it's ours. Then that, wherever that money goes after that, it becomes a we purchase. Because of, like you said on the front end of this podcast, you made the money to put in there because of not just you working, but because me supporting that creation of that money. I watched the kids while you were at work. I did this.
Were you trying to zing me?
Kind of. I don't know.
You're trying to zing
me. Okay, tell me how. Break that down. I want to know how, because I wasn't doing it on purpose, but maybe I am.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying, though, Sean? It's like, so everything is a we. And so.
No, because, okay, so you want to go there.
Let's go.
We talked about the podcast. I said you bought this house behind my back.
Yes.
So, meaning.
I didn't.
That the decisions were ultimately made by you. That's not a bad thing.
Okay.
That's just how I viewed it.
Gotcha.
You said we made the decision. I didn't tell you to go into your Roth and get some funds to go get a house. We didn't have a family discussion. That's what you did.
Okay.
So that's why It's ours.
Yeah.
But you can't say it was a family decision.
Oh, okay, okay.
Maybe
okay.
towards the finish line, of course, my name's on it. Hey, get your name on it, ladies. Okay. but I feel that you took those steps independently. Okay. I mean, that's how I view it.
Got you. Got you. Okay. So you weren't speaking about the pool of in which the money came. I thought you were speaking about that. Okay. But anyway, so, but to go back to what we were saying.
We see it differently.
It's all we. It's all we, right? So their situation is we. It's just like how it was framed is like that she was doing, you know, she was retiring him. So with that, Shire.
Retire me.
Yeah. So
oh, wait.
You asked a good question.
Yo, I said who gets retired first?
I'm going to say whoever wants to come off first. And me as a man, I'm going to, if we, let's say if our money is climbing and we're, someone could retire. If you don't want to retire yet, and you're like, Marcus, I'm still cool working, I'm going to keep working too.
Who doesn't want to retire?
Exactly. So if your money starts to grow and now you're at a place where one can retire and you're trending towards both retiring, you'll be the first to retire. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to come back to this podcast and see. I think that you would retire first.
No, 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 no. I have the strongest desire to be done with work. But for me, that's it's what a man's supposed to do. And you know,
that's
even if you
role.
Don't want to, like, even if how much you hate it.
You hate what?
I feel like if there's an opportunity for one of us to retire and we both want to. Here you go, Shire. I'm going to go online and I'm going to say, I'm retiring my wife. No.
So are you trying to say that he should have retired her?
No, no. I'm saying that they have different ways in which they earn their money. See, me and you are both W-2, punching clocks, and she is an influencer. So there's like, it's work, but it's fun work. You know what I mean? So she retired him from that hard W-2 grind.
I don't want to say being an influencer is easy.
No, it's not easy.
Because that, I don't want to.
Right. So hopefully I answered that question.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
I think it's great. Now, I do want to say this. There's always... We talk about this all the time. When you start sharing your wins, there's always going to be some haters out there.
Right.
So,
right.
The master hater herself. Now, I don't know. I don't really watch Wendy Williams that much, but Wendy Williams, the talk show host, had some strong thoughts on this topic. And she said she sees that this is going to be a big problem. She thinks that the husband one day is going to come home after being retired and is going to say, I pretty much lost my identity and now I don't want this anymore. I'm out. And she says that she kind of went through a similar situation in her married life. Shire, what do you think about what Wendy Williams has to say? And does she have some truth in that?
I don't have anything to say about Wendy Williams. I will say that we have to be careful not to project or not to allow people to project their experience off on us.
Right.
Because just because things went a certain way for you doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go that way for me.
Yeah.
And people do that. You know, we've had that happen to us where people say, well, don't do this.
Right.
Don't do that. But they've done it. Maybe it worked out for them. Maybe they didn't. You know, so just that's why you don't let anyone speak, you know, into your life. And that's just unfortunate. I don't have anything to say about her.
Yeah. And my thing is like, if someone's asking you advice, that's a great time to say, well, this is what happened with me. And I don't know if that would be a great, you know, but when you just, it's already, somebody has already done something and you're just spewing that kind of stuff on it. Like to me, that's what she does for a living. You know what I mean? But to me, it's like, I don't listen to that because you're just looking for a reaction. You're looking for a viral moment, you know, and she definitely got it. I mean, this wasn't even a thing until Wendy Williams spoke on it. You know, it was just something for Tabitha Brown's following, but Wendy Williams brought it to the masses with her statement. So I don't know.
Okay, so what's the bottom line? Can a wife retire her husband? Would you be okay with that from male perspective? You're taking too long.
Do we have to say it like that?
But that if that's so what if, it is, if what if that is what it is?
So, Shire, you start
I think
making,
framing what? Is important.
Yes.
But if that is really what it is, you okay with that?
You're going to keep working.
I'm just saying general. In general. So is it okay?
If I was in their same situation, exactly.
In general.
In general, it depends. It depends. I think if their situation is like that, then I think it's cool. Because her growth is exponential. His growth is limited. He's going to tap out at some point. Now, like you said, he will have a pension and retirement, but like...
They make good income in California if you're a correctional officer. But that's dangerous work. The income is nothing to scoff at, but yes, it is dangerous.
But her income potential it has no limit. You know what I mean? It may be high, but it is still a cap.
And it's stable.
And it's dangerous.
But, well, it's a good job. It's stable.
Okay.
And it's a good income. So.
Yeah. But it's a limited cap on the income. Even if the cap is $250,000, she can make $250,000 with one brand deal. Potentially. So what I'm saying is like
there's good income and then there's actually being retired. So I don't want to have a good income and then I lose my income and I have to go back into the workplace. So I think that when you are retired, I just think of it a little bit. I look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like they've made certain steps to ensure that he doesn't have to re-enter the workforce.
Yes, yes, that's key, Shire. It's not that, like, I have the ability to make a lot of money, so much money that you can stop working. It's like, no. You need to have his retirement, his fire number needs to be there so that there's no, if you fall off, I got to go back.
Right, and there's, we don't know how they did it because they left those details out.
Yeah, I would like to think that she's hit a number.
so that's why I was like, income... Your income's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just view income a little bit differently.
I think it's okay. I think it's cool. I think as long as everyone is, my thing is as long as we both agree, it doesn't matter what other people think about how you guys are moving and how you guys are doing things.
Right.
I will say this, Shaq. Could we just go here? Do you really want me to go here?
Just be honest. I'm trying to get an honest male perspective.
This is my fear, though, for a situation like this.
Okay. Generally, you talking about generally? Okay.
If they get into a disagreement, which we know will happen in the confines of a marriage, we'll have, I like to call it, tough conversations. She can't throw it in his face that she retired him.
A mature person would not do that.
I retired you, such and so forth. That, I don't know, man. Man, I don't know. She can potentially do that at some point. And then, you know, it does take a man to be very secure in himself to say, like,
that's true.
Yo, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to retire. And I'm still, you know, he spoke to, I have to find my new identity. And, you know, I think this brother's going to do other things. I've seen that he wants to do some different things with the youth in his
area. I mean, you can still do things with youth. This whole thing that you actually have to leave your... Well, maybe in some cases you do have to leave your job to do the things that you want to do. But you can work with youth on the weekends.
I got to ask you now,
Shai. What youth? Who are the kids?
Right. All right, Shai, since you asked me all the tough questions, let me ask you. How would you feel about your man, me, is retired, at home, chilling, doing things or whatever, just not working, and you're still working? How would you feel about that? You see that pause, y'all?
what would I be doing? What I'm doing now?
Whatever you're doing earns enough money for me to retire, but you like it so much that you're just like, I'm still going to keep doing it. You almost have, and that's weird too. It's like,
oh, if I like it.
Now she has to keep working, right? Because she ain't got no choice.
Well, she could be retired on the low. She could be retired too. She might have reached her fire number. And
Facts.
You know, we don't, maybe work. I think work is optional for them. Yes. I think sometimes we see people who, you know, have very high incomes or make a lot of money and then we fill their shoes. Like they're like us. It's like, no, they're like us, but they're kind of in a different world. They have different network. I'm still dealing with regular folks, yeah. you know, for the most part. Yeah. And it's just like,
that's true.
It's, you know,
their situation might hit different.
It, you know yeah, I mean? It is different. Yeah. Okay. If you, yeah, I don't ever see you not doing anything.
Right.
So
I'm a busybody. You know?
Yeah. If I'm happy with what I'm doing, I think I would be okay. But I think it feels a little weird, right? We talk yeah. about the guy is becoming a child and pursuing his childhood dreams. Yeah. And but she's, you know, and I say I'm pursuing mine. I'm just put myself in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It does feel kind of non-traditional.
Right.
That's
right.
what I'll say.
Would you go, do you see the potential for you to grow resentful? Like,
I don't know.
I'm out here getting it. Like, it may be cool for that time. I'm retiring him. Oh, I feel warm and fuzzy. It may feel good for a few weeks, but a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you still like working. Do you start to insert yourself like, hey, I make all the decisions.
Hold
like,
on
I got the money now. Hold on now.
Player. I'm paying these bills. Yeah. You know, I think that's where it can get kind of sticky.
Honey, may I have some allowance? Like, are we doing that? Like, are we doing that? I mean, let's have this conversation, Shire. May I and can I? And I was hoping that I can.
It is such a sticky thing because men need to be men. Yeah. And we don't want to say, look what I've
castrate
done for
them.
You. You know, look what I've done for you. And right. Look at this beautiful home I've bought for you. And look what I've
My
done.
My skin's crawling just thinking of
for
it.
For you.
In that way.
You know, it just feels. It feels non-traditional. And you. I don't know. I don't know if that dynamic will work with us. I mean, everything we have, we've built together.
Yeah. I like that, too.
I don't know.
My pride would be like, I got to do something. I may retire from police, but I like, wait, I might go get a job doing security somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I have to be, honey, I have this thing that I go to and that I do and then I bring something back with.
But I feel that this conversation is not a new conversation.
Nope.
Because how many times have we talked about, like, is it okay for a woman to make more than her man? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Woman working in some type of white collar job for yeah. her to be with a blue collar brother, you know,
yeah.
How acceptable is that in our community?
Man, Shire, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. My views have really changed on this.
How so?
I used to be I was leaning more progressive. Like, you know, hey, man, if the wife makes X amount way more and they cool with that and that's how they're building their empire, I'm with that. And I was real more open, like, but I feel myself going more traditional. I feel myself uh-huh. going more towards like, man, I can't like, and everyone's in a different place. But like me personally, like I want to be bringing more to the table than my wife, if possible. Like it's bad enough that she has to bring something to the table. Right. But like, I want to match that, you know, like how your employer matches your 401. I want to match that and more if, you know, and if I'm not, I need to be trying to figure out how to do that. I'm kind of in that world now.
It's so weird because yeah. now it's like your identity as a man
yeah.
is connected to your ability to provide
yeah.
for your family.
Yeah.
And I think that's normal.
Provide and protect. That's like the two things that a man like most wants. That's the most thing you want to do with your family. Make sure everybody's cool, safe, and taken care of. You know, if you're not doing that, you feel like a failure. You feel like, dang, I am not doing a good job right now. You know what
I mean? Yeah. So say a man's in that situation, the wife's making a lot more. Mm-hmm. How do you keep that balance in your relationship? What are things that you think might be helpful?
These are exceptional questions, Shire. These questions are amazing. I honestly don't know. I guess being in consistent communication with your partner.
About what? Because, you know, I think
this is where
I feel that the whole communication thing is like a blanket solution for
put that
every
on everything.
Problem.
How do you do X, Y, Z?
Just communicate. But like, tell me more,
Tell me more.
What are we communicating about?
I think like we have to be in agreement. And I think like you can't
once we agree, like, our, you know, we're splitting this, or you're retiring, or whatever money agreement we have, we can't go back on it in times of struggle and times of tribulation or times of frustration. I think that that is the thing, because as soon as you get an inch of you're not really happy at this agreement we had, then you start saying, all right, well, I gotta, you know, you retire me, but you kind of had this look in your eye the other night when I wanted to spend this or wanted to do this. I gotta go back to contributing now, because I feel funny now. So I think as long as the two parties have an agreement and they're consistently like, yep, this is what we agreed to, check in, or I don't know. That's why I say communication, like check-ins, you know, has anything changed? Are you still cool that I'm retired? You know what I mean? I think you got to have that conversation, because like I said, she may a year from now maybe like, you know what, I really am out here working, and you just really ain't working, huh? I didn't know it was going to be like quite like this. And that's fair. That's fair. The person could change. We can agree, my half the money's going to do this, mine's going to do that. And a year later, you could be like, yo, could we revisit that? Because, I mean, that happens in business all the time. You revisit. That's why you have year-end fiscal meetings and what money is going here, because you can't just set something and be like, yeah, that's going to be it forever. Well, people change.
I think that we're, yeah. But I think that, so there's two parts, right? Mm-hmm. So there's if you're male and your spouse makes more than you.
Right.
And then you started kind of dabbling into the retirement thing. If someone walks away from a job because they're retired, they can't just go back to that job because now you decide that you want them to go back to work.
Right.
So
but
how do you...
What if that person builds resentment knowing that he can't just go back and get his job, but now I just feel differently about you? Because it's like, dang, you just up here enjoying your retirement, huh? And I know that this is probably an extreme case, but there probably is a case where the woman would do something like this and then be probably thinking like, man, I'm sitting here, I'm really out here still working. And they might start looking at their spouse a little different. They might start, you know,
yeah, but
sticking out their chest
about,
on some things.
I think their case is like one of those anomalies.
Very unique, yeah.
You know, very unique. I don't know very many women. I mean, Oprah didn't even retire Stedman. Okay. She, you know, Oprah didn't do that. Nope. And she's a billionaire. I think he does like motivational speaking. Like he does something.
What does Stedman do?
No, I think he's so the speaking consulting, like, you know, like Marcus.
Let's just be honest. Stedman is just there for
What I'm saying is that he has a career.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that he has a career, and Oprah, well, number one, she never married him for whatever reason, and she didn't retire him.
People say she didn't marry Stedman because she don't want to give him any of her, you know, money kind of situation. People say she does it for financial reasons, but I don't know. That could be a myth.
Who knows? But the point is, she didn't retire her boo, and clearly she has the money to do so.
Yeah.
And so, oh Lord, I think I lost my train of thought, but I'm just going to keep talking anyway.
Sorry. I messed you up.
What I'm saying is we don't have very many examples of women retiring men, but we do have a lot of conversation around Black women making more than their spouse. Mm-hmm. So how do they manage that? And so that is when you spoke to communication.
Yes.
But then I was like, what are we communicating about?
Check-ins, constant check-ins. Are you still cool?
Constant check-ins with, are you still cool with having a lower income than me? I'm going to talk about retirement.
Let's go with the lower income.
About a regular, not regular, but a more relatable, a more common.
Yeah. Okay, let's go there.
Example, that's where I was trying to go.
I'm with you.
So how am I going to check in about that?
Literally just like
how
I just...
I'm making more than you. You okay with that?
No, okay.
Who's gonna do that?
I think it would be more, the onus would be more on the person making less to make sure they're checking in.
Why?
Because, okay, so I'm going to paint this picture. The wife's making more.
Okay.
And the husband is making less. Okay, let's just say it's $20,000 less a year, right? Okay, I don't want to say that. Let me give you some real numbers. The wife's making $60,000 a year. The husband's making $40,000.
Okay.
Let's go there, okay? If I was a husband, I would put some fillers out there. I would put some fillers out there to make sure everything is cool. I would do that once or twice a year, maybe
cool
once
with
a quarter.
What? The finances?
I just need to know. I just need to check your temperature.
No,
I need to scan you.
I don't agree.
What's your temperature?
You just need a household budget, right?
Okay.
And you designate someone to take care of the bills, but I don't think it's really the best course of action for a man to check in with his woman.
Let's say he's doing a job that he's always wanted. He's in like IT or something, and he's making 40. He loves the people. He doesn't want to move. And
okay,
maybe you might. I just want to check in. Like, are you still good with that? Because
does it matter if she's good with it? That's what you're doing.
I need to know if it matters.
It doesn't matter
because you could tell me.
It doesn't matter because it would be like me saying, oh, you're not making enough on your job. I think you should go find another one. Like, that would cause so much conflict.
Okay.
I think that, you know, you're in a marriage, you're in a relationship. What? Perfect.
But what if you felt that way?
I have a perfect story.
I think you have the right to express
that. I told you, Marcus, we were engaged. And I was like, look, if you want to marry me, you need to get some more towels. Like, I was being very petty because I knew I was moving in with you.
Yeah. And I was living a bachelor life.
We were super young. And I was like, you need some more towels. And you told me, these are the towels that I have. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you.
I just tried to put my foot down
early. That's what you told me. So what you told me was, this is what it is.
But we got some towels, though, y'all. Don't let her fool you.
I mean, that was what? 17 years ago, right. You know. This is who I am. This is what I'm bringing to the table. And you're going to either accept it or not accept it. So when you're in a relationship and a man's making a little bit, I can't believe I did that. You did do that. You know, a man's making less, say it's 20,000. In your example, 20,000. That's who that man is. And it would take some wisdom on the woman's part to understand this is who you've married. Just because he's married to you doesn't mean that he's going to start making more money all of a sudden. Yes, you're special. Yes, the household has needs. But this is what he's bringing to the table. And that is what it is.
I think that's very big of you.
Why would you put that pressure?
Yeah.
I mean, I tried that with you. I tried.
Kind of going back to school.
Yeah, I wanted Marcus to go back to school when we were very young in our marriage. And it finally dawned on me, he ain't going.
He ain't going.
So just leave it alone. So my thing is, you get into a marriage. Your financial situation through the course of your marriage will change.
Yes.
And ideally, over time, it will get better because you'll get promotions. Yes. Maybe you'll move up. Maybe take a career path. You could hit a rough spot. I mean, we did. That's normal.
For sure.
Your marriage will ebb. It will flow. You'll have some ups. You're going to have some downs. You're going to have some more ups. I mean, that just is what it is. But I think that one thing a couple can do is have a household budget. I mean, we have a blueprint for kind of who's paying what.
Which money's doing what.
And who's, you know, who's the lead on paying what bill.
And that kind of goes back to that pot theory that I talked about earlier in the podcast. It was like, once the money's in the pot, it's everyone's money. So it kind of gets, there's no, well, I put this in there. Well, you didn't put as much as me. It's like, well, once it's in there, it's just the pot. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I think that concept helps.
Exactly. And you really just have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
I feel our incomes are comparable.
Yeah, they're pretty,
They're not the same, but they're comparable. Yeah. You got me by a little bit, but whatever. But I think that if you have someone that's probably, you know, making millions of dollars, they might go about their finances in a different way. I'm sure they're probably working with an accountant on a regular basis. So, you know, just regular folk stuff is kind of like where I'm trying to hone in.
And I like that. I love that. Because these are conversations I'm sure a lot of you, our listeners, are having out there.
Or not having.
You know what I mean?
And I think sometimes we have unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Like, say you're getting ready to go into a marriage and you think that Pookie's going to level up because he's married to you and you're going to bring him to your level. And that's just, that doesn't happen in reality.
Yeah.
And it's not good for your marriage to put undue financial stress, especially if you're able to pay your bills. You're able to make ends meet and have maybe a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Why do you need that extra stress?
Yeah.
I think in our marriage, you say, well, Shira, I'm not going to school, but if you want to go, then go. And that's what I did.
We'll sacrifice. We'll do what we need to do. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that we found a good happy medium there, you know. So, I mean, this is great. This is great. We gave you guys a lot of material. Shira, what do you think? And any closing thoughts? Anything we didn't address with this topic?
Of course, you know, there's no way to get all of it. I just feel like we talked for quite a bit. Yeah. I think you just really have to find what works for you. Mm-hmm. I think at one point, in going back to Tabitha's story, she talked about some goals that she had written down. Yep. And then for her to see those goals come to pass is great, and it serves as a lesson for us to be intentional about what you want, to be very clear. It is helpful to write it down.
They wrote them together, which was
she said something like she had her set of goals,
yeah,
and he had his. Now, she didn't go through his. I mean, one of his goals could have been, I done invested all this time in this woman, and I need her to, you know, come back, and she need to seal the deal because I've done my part. You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think there's some lessons in there. We don't need to tear each other down. Mm-hmm. Every relationship is not going to look the same. And we need to have realistic expectations.
Yes.
And money is one aspect of a marriage, but it's not the entire marriage. Yeah. And so I think that's really important to bring out as well.
Absolutely. So, Shira, that's going to be it for this episode. And before we go, we would like to encourage you to do us a huge favor and like this podcast on whatever platform you're watching this. Mm-hmm. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification so you can be alerted every time we go live. This was a pretty extensive setup. I hope you guys are enjoying all the cameras and different things, microphones. You know, we're just playing around.
Yeah. Calm down. We're just playing.
Right. So yeah, if you like the merch, you know what I mean? This is a line from Black Owned Apparel, which we are brand ambassadors for. So check that out in the description below. And we'll holler at you on the next one. Peace.
Bye.